From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. Tucson shooting suspect Jared Gloffner has pleaded not guilty to federal charges of trying to kill Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords and two of her staffers. NPR's Ted Robbins in Phoenix says Gloffner waived a reading of the charges and was advised of his rights today at his second court hearing since the shootings.
He entered the courtroom wearing an orange jumpsuit and shackles on his legs, handcuffs on his hands. His hair seems to have grown out a little bit, and he was wearing glasses. He was smiling as he entered, not with, teeth showing, but a smile, closed-mouthed smile nonetheless. And he maintained that through much of the proceedings.
NPR's Ted Robbins. Gloffner faces more charges, state and federal, in the shootings of 19 people in all, including six who died. President Obama gives his State of the Union message tomorrow, and NPR's Mara Liasson reports that Mr. Obama is expected to talk about restoring America's competitiveness.
White House Press Secretary Robert Gibbs says the president will have two main themes.
You'll hear the president, as we've discussed, spend most of his time talking about the economy, talking about the challenges that we face, both in the short term, in terms of doing whatever we can to help create jobs, and ensuring that in the medium and the long term we get our fiscal house in order.
With the Republicans focused on making deep, immediate spending cuts, the president's plan is to set up a contrast between his investments in infrastructure, education, and research and the Republicans' austerity measures that he says will hurt the economic recovery. But the president will also say in general terms that he's ready to talk with Republicans on ways to reform taxes and entitlements. Mara Liasson, NPR News, The White House.
A survey from the National Association for Business Economics and Industry Group shows most economists have upgraded their growth expectations for this year. Daniel Carson reports that they're more optimistic about the economy and the labor market.
Consumer spending is on a roll. People went on the biggest holiday shopping spree since 2006, and corporate profits shot up in the fourth quarter. Joshua Shapiro, chief economist at MFR Inc., says economic growth should also get a good kick from the 2% cut in the payroll tax. It will put more money in people's pockets, who will in turn spend more.
My sort of rough estimate of what this can mean for consumer spending over the course of the year in GDP terms is roughly $100 billion, and that's quite significant.
The survey says the economy is finally building some traction as businesses increase their orders for computers, appliances, and heavy machinery. With all that, many economists say GDP could reach 3.5% this year. For NPR News, I'm Danielle Carson in Washington.
Asian shares are higher following gains today on Wall Street. The Dow rose 108 points. The Nasdaq added 28. This is NPR News. No one is claiming responsibility for the explosion that killed 35 people and wounded scores others at Moscow's busiest airport. Investigators believe it was a suicide bombing. Russian President Dmitry Medvedev is calling it a terrorist attack. He's ordered tightened security at two other commercial airports and key transportation facilities. Google's outgoing CEO Eric Schmidt is getting a $100 million thank you and farewell present. As NPR's Wendy Kaufman reports, Schmidt is stepping aside to become executive chairman of the internet giant.
Eric Schmidt's award, disclosed in a new regulatory filing, is a stock and options package. It comes with a four-year vesting period, so he'll have to remain with the company until 2015 to reap the entire benefit. When Schmidt became Google CEO in 2001, he received a roughly 3% ownership stake in Google. Today, that's worth roughly $6 billion. Schmidt becomes executive chairman in April. At that point, Larry Page will take over as CEO. Page is one of the company's co-founders and its very first chief executive. Google apparently hopes that Page can bring back some entrepreneurial startup spirit to the now giant company. Meanwhile, Schmidt will focus on Google's external deals, partnerships, government outreach, and broader business relationships. Wendy Kaufman, NPR News.
Virginia Republican George Allen says he'll try to regain the U.S. Senate seat he lost to Democrat Jim Webb in 2006. Allen says he'll campaign for deep cuts in spending and a repeal of federal health care reforms, among other things. The former governor and congressman lost to Webb following a series of gaffes. He was once considered a potential Republican presidential contender. I'm Shay Stevens, NPR News, from Washington.
Support.